Welcome to Student Success Stories,
a Yuan Budding podcast series made by students
for students.
Here's how we succeed.
My name is Shirley Machado. I'm a graduate student here at UAlbany. I did all my 4 years of undergrad here as well. I was a sociology major and a education and Spanish minor. I am currently working on my master's for special education, literacy, and general ed for elementary school. Yeah, that's me.
And my name is Tanya. I'm also a graduate student at UAlbany. As an undergrad, I took, CHC. My concentration was Homeland Security, and I was also a double major, so my other major was Spanish. I continued to do my BA and my MA, and currently doing my master's in Spanish, specifically in linguistics.
Okay, and we're going to talk a little bit about what mentorship means to us. So we're just going to start off just very general. So what does mentorship mean to you?
Mentorship to me means like someone who's there to guide you, to support you, someone's that pushing you through difficult times, easy times, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you know, having a mentor is like having someone there to provide resources for you and who's always there for you no matter what and always has high expectations for you, even when you may not have them for yourself. We're going to talk a little bit about our mentors here at UAlbany and the importance of having them throughout your college experience. So one of my professors at UAlbany, I had her for a Spanish class, and the moment I entered her classroom, I knew that I wanted to like be like her and get to know her and establish that rapport with her. Just by the way she stood and just presented herself, I could tell she was strong and confident, and she knew and she was passionate about what she taught. I don't know, that was just really inspiring, especially because she's Latina like me. So having not only a woman, but a Latina woman like me stand up in a classroom full of college students, it just made me think of, wow, like I can someday be her as well.
Yeah, this professor, she established a very safe and secure environment for us. She's someone we could identify ourselves with. Mm-hmm. Someone you could just easily come up, make jokes with, you know, just have natural conversations outside of the academic realm.
Yeah, and I also like, you know, going into her class, like it wasn't easy. Like usually, since I'm a Spanish speaker, I thought my class would be like easy. Like I've never really had to work that hard in my Spanish classes, but with her, she pushed me and she wanted me to grow as a student, as a Spanish speaker. And she really influenced me. I never liked to read. I hated reading all my life. I was very insecure about it. I never wanted to read out loud, but with the books and the literature she provided us and like required us to read, like I couldn't even put like books down. Like my sister would sometimes call me and be like, "What are you doing?" And like I'd be like, "I'm reading." And she's like, "What? Like you never read?" But it was because of her. She was like always there, like pushing me to do better, and I could relate to a lot of what she spoke about, which is something like I couldn't really do in the past. So that's something I also really admired and liked about her classes.
I had another professor in particular, Professor Sayahi. He was one of my first professors here at UAlbany in Spanish major. He is one of the best professors, I must say. He is someone I could establish. I established a very friendly relationship, inclusive. I got the opportunity to study abroad. I ended up working with his sister-in-law. We didn't know. It just came in a conversation when I showed up to the internship and she was like, "Oh, I see you're a student at UAlbany. My brother-in-law works there." And I was like, "Really?" And I was like, "Who's your brother-in-law?" And she goes, "Oh, Sayahi, Lofty Sayahi." And I go, "Oh my gosh, like I know him. Like I've had previous other classes with him." And she was like, "Really?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then when I came back, I told him, and he's like, "I told you, you'll never get rid of me." And
till
this
awesome.
Day, yeah, until this day, we both laugh at it, and we're like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe I worked with your sister-in-law and everything." And it was a good experience. Professor Sayahi, he is someone who has motivated me, who has pushed me. Till this day, he still asks me, "What do I want to do?" He's one of the professors that, you know, really care about what you're trying to do in the future and, like, how you're doing.
Which is important, right?
Yeah.
Because it kind of helps you not to give up in life and mm-hmm. academically and with your goals. So mm-hmm. that's awesome.
Yeah,
with this professor that we just talked about before, I was able to open up with her as well, both academically and personally. I read Sonia Sotomayor's book, She talks a lot about having a mentor and, like, you can be going through the worst things in life. Mm-hmm. And whether it's academically or just something personal in your life, having just that one person there, like, through the whole mud of it, like, is really important. I was able to open up to her with, like, really personal things in my writing. And, like, I knew it was getting graded and all, but just having that, like, relationship with her and knowing that she cares for me academically and personally made me allow myself to be, like, vulnerable even in a way, but still, like, show her my experiences and relate that to the books we were reading in class. So how has, like, your mentor helped you specifically, or mentors throughout your college experience?
He has helped me in so many ways. Like, I tell you, studying abroad, he is one of the persons I went for. You know, you needed, like, the letter of recommendation and, like, everything else. And so, like, he's till this day, he's still someone I can rely to. You know, he helped me in figuring out what I want to do in life. Like, did I want to concentrate in linguistics or, like, in literature? There were just small bits and pieces that he just helped me figure out, like, this is where I want to be and how to get there. He's like, these are possible, like, pathways you can take. And, like, at the end of the day, it's up to me. But, like, you know, to have someone there to just to, like, motivate you and push you and, you know, find that right pathway is very, very nice.
Yeah, I mean, my sophomore year, I had no clue how to register to classes. I was struggling, like, trying to find out what it is I wanted to do with my life. And I would bounce from advisor to advisor to advisor to advisor. And I just couldn't find someone who, like, genuinely, like, I could tell cared about me. Mm-hmm. I was just one more, like, number to the list. And they just were trying to get rid of me.
Is there something in particular that
she actually got to know me. It wasn't only just my classes, but she wanted to get to know what I was interested in, what caught my attention, what I didn't really like. So mm-hmm. she was able to pick up my strengths and my weaknesses. And that really helped me as a student. And, like, I would always email her, like, even if it wasn't for classes, like, I would even just go say hi. And to this day, like, she's no longer an advisor. She's, like, an RD at State Quad. And, like, she's still my advisor to this day. Like, I always go see her at least once a semester. I try to go see her. I know she's busy and she understands I'm busy. But, like, just having that connection, like, knowing that she's got me. And, like, I hope she knows that I have her back, too, because she really did guide me through sophomore year. Like, she helped me pick out the classes based on my interests, based on my weaknesses, and, like, really helped me be successful, like, academically.
And, like, they're very reliable at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I know, like, at that, like, I'm the one putting in the work, but, like, through her help and through, like, her mentorship, like, I was able to pick the classes that were right for me, that I even managed to get, like, a 4.0 one semester, which was, like, I never thought I would be able to, you know? But, like, I did it, and it was my senior year, and I was like, hey, like, this is good. Like, she really helped me, like, become the woman I am when it comes to, like, my education. When I've been down, I know that I'm not alone. Like, they will help pick you back up. Like, having that mentor and just knowing that they got you is, like, everything. Like, I can be struggling. Like, I can be going through something. And I know that if I don't, like, submit something, like, they don't think it's because I just don't care. I have my professor, Tammy. She still emails me. And she makes sure I'm okay. And she's, like, checking in. And she also nominated me. I'm, like, president for the Council for Exceptional Children. I never thought, like, I would have that position. Like, I've just been trying to get through the program. But she saw something in me that I, to this day, don't really know what it is. But she believes in me, which makes me want to believe in me more, which just motivates me more and kind of builds on that self-efficacy.
And they find, like, these small qualities in you that you didn't even know you
exactly.
had.
Exactly.
Like, they see opportunities for you that you didn't even see. So it's great because the first professor we were talking about, she actually got me a job, and I was like, she recommended me, and she was like, you know, I walked into her classroom, and she was like, you know, they're looking for this and that, and I think that you are a good candidate, like, you should apply. Mm-hmm. And I was like, should I not? I was like, and it's with the Attorney General, so I was like, I don't know if I should actually attempt it. Mm-hmm. But then in my head, I was like, well, I don't lose anything, so I might as well.
Exactly.
And thanks to her, I'm almost 3 years into this job, and I can't be any more happier than.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's great for you, you know?
Yeah,
having, like,
so.
That person there. Yeah, that professor that you're talking about, she also, like, she knew I was, I feel like she knew that I was shy when it came to participating. So she would always kind of, like, preset me. she'd come to me and, like, look at my homework, and she'd be like, oh, wow, I really like this. So, like, that was, like, her hint of, like, oh, Shirley, like, be ready to, like, participate in class, because whether you raise your hand or not, like, I'm going to call on you. And there it was, like, without a doubt, like, oh, like, you know, Shirley, would you like to, like, share? And I'd be like, yes.
That's how they
like,
get
but,
you.
Like, it slowly, like, helped me with my confidence.
Yeah.
It helped me, like, not be so scared.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you're wrong with something, like, you're wrong with something. It happens. We're all human, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to comment, like, and share.
And stay tuned for our next episode.